This is today's Midwest Digest. Hello, everyone. I'm Max Armstrong, reporting from Chicago, with news and commentary from across the heartland of America. Our Thursday edition of the Midwest Digest is brought to you by the new True Choice offer. You buy Pioneer brand seed, you can earn Corteva cash. Ask your Pioneer sales representative or crop protection retailer about True Choice. I'll have today's stories coming up.
It takes a degree in electronics just to work on your truck. You have to boot up 3 monitors to start planting. And watching TV? Well, that requires 4 different remotes. Yep, it's not the best time for people who enjoy simple. But we're doing our part to change that. Corteva Agriscience, the agriculture division of Dow DuPont, introduces the all-new True Choice offer. Now, this is simple. When you buy Pioneer brand seed, you earn Corteva cash that's immediately available for you to redeem at your crop protection retailer. Use that Corteva cash on more than 100 crop protection products. That's it. No waiting for a rebate, no digital fingerprinting necessary. Just a straightforward offer in an overly complicated world. Ask your local Pioneer sales representative or your crop protection retailer about True Choice. New, simple, now.
Tennessee death row inmate David Earl Miller has chosen for his last meal this evening before his scheduled execution, fried chicken, mashed potatoes, biscuits, and coffee. Miller was sentenced to death after he was convicted of murdering 23-year-old Lee Standifer way back in 1981. And if things move forward as expected, Miller, who is 61, would be the third man put to death this year in Tennessee. From This Week in Agribusiness, this has been a busy week for State Farm Bureau annual meetings across the country. Farm bureaus met in places like Salem, Oregon, Greensboro, North Carolina, here in our region, and cities like Des Moines and Chicago. The American Farm Bureau meets next month in New Orleans. Michigan today became the 10th state in the nation to legalize marijuana for recreational use. Marijuana advocates say it is significant, and it's a milestone for marijuana laws in Michigan, but they say they still have a ways to go. Indulging in marijuana in public will remain illegal. Lawyers who have counseled those who have been charged with marijuana violations in Michigan say that means there'll be no firing up a bowl on the front porch or no vapes out on the driveway. The debate is raging again this holiday season. Which town in Colorado has the tallest decorated Christmas tree? Two towns, about 2 hours apart, both claim the honor. Now, the tree in Westminster, Colorado, right near Denver, stands at 64 feet, 2 inches. Out west at Kremling, Colorado, their measurement is 65 feet. The fire departments in those two towns handled the official measuring duties. Now, by those measurements, Kremling's tree tops Westminster's by 10 inches. A city official in Westminster says every time we put forth our measurement, Kremling comes out with a measurement a few inches taller. But he says we've been decorating the tree off and on since 1923. Meanwhile, over at Kremling, a city official points out their tree is surrounded by a winter wonderland. He said we have a sleigh, a manger, we have reindeer in the back. KUSA-TV in Denver reports that since both trees continue to grow, the debate will likely not end anytime soon. That's today's Midwest Digest, brought to you by the new True Choice offer. Buy Pioneer brand seed and earn Corteva cash. I'm Max Armstrong. Have a good day.